And if that's in the Bible many times, and I'm a preacher, and God tells me to preach to feed the flock, and to give the whole counsel of God, then I'm going to preach it and let the chips fall where they are. Oh, you know, the Bible says all this stuff about homos and it's considered hate speech. I'm going to preach it anyway. Let the chips fall where they may. You know, and I like what Jesus said to Pontius Pilate. Thou couldst have no power at all against me except it were given thee from heaven. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. He looked at Pilate and said, you have no power except what God is allowing you to have. And honestly, any government official has no power over you except what God allows. God can preserve you or God can cause you to be destroyed. Look, we need to worry about keeping God happy. Amen. Let's get the blessing of God. If we hide the truth under a bushel, we will not be blessed by God. If we let it shine, he will bless us. Yes, there will be enemies. Yes, there will be adversaries. Yes, there will be opposition. But in the end, we're better off to just let it shine, do what's right. And you know what? Jesus said, what I tell you in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. That doesn't sound like, oh, you know, let's shut all the doors and lock them and turn off all the internet, you know, and just... let's just make sure that it's just us here so I can, you know, give the real preaching, you know. No, we need to let the real preaching of God's word thunder forth, you know, and if it's not in the Bible, then forget it. But I mean, if it's biblical preaching, let's sound it out to the whole world.
Good.
And let the heathen rage. You know, if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack, you know, as the song goes. OK, so I'm not going to sit here and worry about all the time what's going to happen if I do what's right. It doesn't matter. Just do what's right. And if I perish, I perish. You know, we're all going to die someday anyway. I mean, nobody in here, you know, obviously our soul's going to live forever, but the body's not going to live forever. We're all going to die. We might as well go out in a blaze of glory is the way I see it. So, you know, I'm going to preach the truth. And you know what? I hope God allows me to live to be 100 in perfect freedom. And maybe he will. You know, maybe I'll abide until he comes. You know, what is that to thee? But I'll say this, though, if I perish, I perish. And, you know, otherwise, I'm not worth my salt as a preacher. And we as God's people need to take all the commands of God and we need to live by them and obey them and not worry about what's going to happen. And also, we need to make other people's problems our problems and not just say, well, you know, I'm going to keep myself safe. And if those people die, well, that's not my problem. You know, later on, Esther's going to say, you know, how can I endure to see the destruction of my people? And, you know, we need to look at lost souls and realize, hey, we need to help these people. We need to speak up for these people. We need to get them the gospel and help them and not just live a life of gratifying and pleasing self, but rather a life of self-sacrifice, denying self, taking up the cross daily and following him.